In a desperate attempt to boost their chances in the upcoming elections, the center-right Civic Democrats on Thursday replaced their election leader. In a heated five-hour debate, the party leadership forced former Prime Minister and party chair Mirek Topolánek to resign from the position, replacing him with Deputy Chairman Petr Nečas. Mr. Topolánek, whose awkward comments on gays and Jews last weekend triggered the scramble, remains party chairman. Jan Richter has the details.
Civic Democrats chairman Mirek Topolánek will not lead his party into May's general elections. After days of strife over clumsy comments on gays and Jews the former prime minister made in an informal interview for a Czech gay magazine, the party leadership urged him on Thursday to step down as election leader and to seriously consider resigning as party chairman.
Já vás zdravím, dobrý večer. Po diskuzi a na výzvu výkonné rady.
After a heated five-hour debate on Thursday, Mr. Topolánek said he was going to step down as the Civic Democrat election leader. He was replaced by senior Civic Democrat politician Petr Nečas, who said he appreciated Mr. Topolánek's decision.
Já bych chtěl úvodem poděkovat Mirku Topolánkovi za nesmírně...
I'd like to thank Mirek Topolánek for his extremely responsible decision made in a very difficult situation, and for the support he showed to me. I really appreciate it. Our priority is now to focus on the elections, to leave behind all the media affairs, and to focus on our supporters, to present our program to them.
A orientovat se na naše voliče, na oslovení naším programem.
Petr Nečas has been a Civic Democrat MP since 1992 and the deputy chair of the party since 1999. He served as the Labour and Social Affairs Minister in Mirek Topolánek's government. In 2002, he lost his bid to become party chair by just 2 votes to the current leader. The Civic Democrats are hoping his conservative style will help repair the damage caused by Mr. Topolánek. But the outspoken former Prime Minister remains party chairman, and nobody knows if and when he will step down. Petr Nečas said it was necessary to give Mr. Topolánek more time to decide.
To usnesení bylo takové, že doporučilo Mirku Topolánkovi.
The resolution recommended Mirek Topolánek to step down as election leader, to leave the party's ballot in South Moravia, and also to consider whether or not he should remain party chairman. Our party has some 30,000 members, and we have a campaign to run, so it was necessary to give Mr. Topolánek some time to decide.
Prostor z hlediska stability strany pro rozhodnutí pana předsedy.
Some Civic Democrats believe Mirek Topolánek should step down altogether, while others suggest it would be best for him to stay on until the next party congress, which would elect a new leader. This unusual dual leadership might further damage the Civic Democrats' chances of catching up with their major rivals, the Social Democrats, who are leading the polls some 60 days ahead of the elections. But even if the Civic Democrats can effect a comeback, it seems that Mirek Topolánek's time in the top echelons of Czech politics has come to an end.
Okay, Jan Richter reporting there on the situation, the unusual situation in the Civic Democratic Party, where we heard that Petr Nečas has taken over as election leader and Mirek Topolánek remains the party chair.